Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're taking on a topic that's been generating a lot of buzz lately, CRISPR-Cas9, and its potential to, well, rewrite the future of cancer treatment. You guys really know how to pick them.
It's an area of research that has me incredibly excited, so much potential.
And we've got a dense, fascinating review article to guide us today. We'll break down how CRISPR-Cas9 works, its impact on cancer research, and the hurdles we still face. It's a lot to unpack.
It really is. It's a rapidly evolving field.
That's what makes it so fascinating.
Yeah.
So CRISPR-Cas9, it sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie. Can you give us a quick breakdown in plain English?
Basically, it's a revolutionary gene editing tool thing. A highly specialized pair of genetic scissors that can target and snip specific sections of DNA. But the amazing thing, this technology,
yeah.
It wasn't invented in some high-tech lab.
Oh, not some genius scientist somewhere.
Nope. We actually discovered it in nature, believe it or not.
Seriously? Something we consider cutting edge has been around for, what, millions of years?
Exactly. Scientists found out that bacteria actually use CRISPR as a sort of immune defense mechanism, a way to fight off viruses, of all things. Think of it like a bacterial most wanted list.
A most wanted list, huh? Okay, I'm intrigued. How does that work exactly?
It's surprisingly similar to how we want to use it in human cells. You see, when a virus attacks a bacterium, the CRISPR system takes a mugshot, so to speak. It captures a bit of the virus's DNA and turns it into something called guide RNA.
So this guide RNA is like a molecular wanted poster.
Exactly. And if that same virus dares to attack again, the bacterium uses this guide RNA to direct a special enzyme called Cas9 to chop up the invading viral DNA.
So it's like the Cas9 is the molecular hitman, and the guide RNA is telling it who to take out.
Precisely. It destroys the virus before it can do any more harm.
That's wild. These tiny organisms have their own microscopic defense system.
Yeah.
But how did scientists go from, you know, observing this in bacteria to actually using it for gene editing in humans? That's a big leap.
That's where things get really clever. Scientists were able to figure out the key parts of this bacterial system, the Cas9 enzyme, which is like the scissors, and that guide RNA, which acts like a GPS, guiding those scissors to the exact right spot on the DNA.
So it's like the guide RNA provides the address, and Cas9 shows up with its scissors, ready to make an edit.
You got it. It's some seriously precise molecular work.
And the cell just lets this happen. It doesn't try to stop it.
Cells are actually pretty good at dealing with DNA breaks. Whenever there's a break, the cell activates its own repair mechanisms. It has two main options. One is called NHEJ, or non-homologous end joining, but the name isn't that important.
Okay, so what does it do?
It's basically a quick fix.
Yeah.
The cell tries to glue the broken ends of the DNA back together, but, and this is important, it can be a little messy, and that can mess up the gene's function.
So like trying to sew a patch on ripped genes, it might hold, but it's not always pretty. What's the other option?
The second repair pathway is where things get really interesting. It's called HDR, or homology-directed repair. Now, with this one, if scientists give the cell a DNA template along with the CRISPR-Cas9 system, the cell can use that template as a blueprint to make a really accurate repair.
Wow. So it's like we're giving the cell instructions not just to repair the damage, but to actually upgrade things a bit.
Exactly. This is how we can insert new genetic information right at the spot we made the cut.
This is already blowing my mind, and we're just getting started. Okay, so we've got this amazing gene editing tool, CRISPR-Cas9. But how are we actually using it in the fight against cancer?
Oh, the possibilities are pretty much endless. CRISPR is opening up a whole new world in cancer research and treatment. We can finally explore the genetics behind cancer, come up with new targeted therapies, even enhance the ones we already have. One really promising area is something called CAR T-cell therapy, which is a type of immunotherapy that's showing a lot of promise in cancer treatment.
CAR T-cell therapy sounds pretty intense. Break it down for us. What's actually happening in this type of treatment?
Well, imagine taking a patient's own immune system, like their own personal army, and giving it a high-tech upgrade. That's the basic idea behind CAR T-cell therapy.
Okay, so we're talking about enhancing the body's natural defenses.
Mm.
But how do we even begin to do that?
It all starts with T-cells. You can think of them as the special forces of your immune system, always on patrol, hunting down and eliminating threats.
Right, I've heard of those.
In CAR T-cell therapy, we actually take these T-cells from the patient's blood and we engineer them in the lab. We basically train them to recognize and go after specific proteins that are found on cancer cells.
So we're giving these T-cells a crash course in, what, enemy identification?
Exactly. And the key to this whole training process is something called an MRHR, which stands for chimeric antigen receptor. I know, right? But it's basically like a customized targeting system that we insert into the T cells.
So the CIR is like a homing beacon.
I wish it were that simple. It's not quite a cure-all just yet, although it has been incredibly successful in treating certain types of cancers, particularly blood cancers like leukemia and lymphoma.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, we're seeing some amazing results. There are patients who had run out of options, you know, tried everything else, and then CIR T-cell therapy put them into remission.
That's incredible. It sounds like we're on the verge of a revolution in cancer treatment. But you said it works best with blood cancers.
Yeah.
What about solid tumors, the kind most people think of when they hear the word cancer?
That is the million-dollar question, and it's a real challenge. Solid tumors are, well, they're tough nuts to crack.
What makes them so different?
Imagine a fortress, right, with walls, guards, the whole nine yards. That's a solid tumor. It's not easy to get those engineered T cells inside.
So it's like a physical barrier. The tumor itself is blocking access.
Exactly. Plus, solid tumors are also notorious for their ability to evolve. They can evade even our most advanced therapies.
Sneaky little things. So it sounds like we need a way to, like, outsmart those tumor fortresses, find a way to break through their defenses. And this is where CRISPR comes into play, right? To give those CAR T cells an extra boost.
You got it. CRISPR is like having a Swiss Army knife, so many different tools in one. It lets us do so much more with CAR T cell therapy, especially when it comes to those tricky solid tumors.
Okay, I'm all ears. How exactly are we using CRISPR to make CAR T cell therapy even more effective?
Well, let's start with cost. Right now, making these CAR T cells, it's incredibly expensive, like hundreds of thousands of dollars per patient.
Yeah, that's not exactly accessible for everyone.
Exactly. Each batch of these cells is made from scratch, using the patient's own T cells. It's time-consuming and, as you can imagine, incredibly expensive.
So how does CRISPR help us with the cost issue?
CRISPR opens the door to something called universal CAR T cells.
Universal, like one size fits all.
Pretty much. We could use cells from healthy donors instead of having to collect them from each patient.
That's a game changer for sure. But how do we make sure the patient's body doesn't reject those donor cells?
That's the beauty of CRISPR. We can edit the genes in those donor T cells, remove the things that trigger an immune response.
So no more rejection. That's amazing. What about effectiveness? You mentioned solid tumors and their evasive maneuvers. Can CRISPR help us tackle that?
Absolutely. Remember those disguises cancer cells like to wear? Well, with CRISPR, we can actually engineer CAR T cells to be even better at spotting and targeting those tricky cancer cells, no matter how hard they try to blend in.
So it's about making those CAR T cells even more precise, less likely to miss their target. What about the risks? I know some of these immunotherapy treatments can have some pretty intense side effects.
You're right to bring that up. One of the more serious side effects of CAR T cell therapy is something called cytokine release syndrome, or CRS.
CRS, what is that exactly?
Basically, it's the immune system going a little haywire, overreacting to the treatment. It can lead to some serious inflammation throughout the body.
Doesn't sound fun. So can CRISPR help us with that? Make these treatments safer?
That's the incredible thing about CRISPR. It's like this multi-tool. We can use it to fine-tune those CAR T cells, make them more predictable and controlled, which could potentially reduce the risk of CRS.
So we're not just talking about making these therapies more effective, but also safer. This is starting to sound like the future of personalized medicine. But is this all still in the lab? Are we seeing CRISPR-enhanced CAR T cell therapies being used in patients right now?
We're getting there. The field is moving incredibly fast. There are actually tons of clinical trials underway right now looking at CRISPR-modified CAR T cells for a whole range of cancers, even those tough solid tumors.
So we're on the right track. That's really promising. We've covered using CRISPR to make CAR T cells more affordable, more effective against solid tumors, even safer.
Yeah.
It seems like this gene editing tool is going to revolutionize how we treat cancer.
It really does feel that way. And the most exciting part is that we're really just scratching the surface here. It's not just about, you know, tweaking existing treatments, but also about understanding how cancer works on a fundamental level.
Understanding how cancer works on a fundamental level. That's what it's all about, right? But how does CRISPR help us do that?
Well, imagine being able to look inside a cancer cell, pinpoint the exact genes that are making it grow and spread.
Okay, I can imagine that.
That's the power of something called CRISPR screening. It's like having a genetic detective kit.
So we're talking about using CRISPR to, what, gather clues and solve the mystery of what makes these cancer cells tick.
Exactly. With CRISPR, we can now look at the entire human genome, every single gene, and figure out which ones are really calling the shots in cancer. It's like having thousands of light switches and we're flipping them on and off, seeing which ones make the cancer cell blink.
I like that analogy. So we're basically running a massive experiment, seeing how those cancer cells react to each of these genetic tweaks.
You got it. And we can tweak these genes in a few different ways. We can use CRISPR to completely shut a gene off to see if the cancer cell can survive without it. And that's called, you guessed it, a CRISPR knockout.
CRISPR knockout.
Yeah.
Straight to the point. I like it.
Or we can be a little less drastic and just kind of fine-tune a gene's activity, either dialing it down or cranking it up.
And how do we do that?
We use either CRISPR interference to quiet things down or CRISPR activation to, well, activate.
So we've got our fingers on the controls, seeing which genes are essential for the cancer cell to function. It's brilliant. But do we have any real-world examples of, where CRISPR screening has actually led to a breakthrough in cancer research?
Oh, absolutely. There was this fascinating study about this gene called COP1 and its role in breast cancer.
COP1? Okay, that doesn't sound very threatening.
Well, it turns out COP1 can act like a shield protecting those cancer cells from the immune system.
Oh, so not our friend.
Not so much. But researchers found that if they used CRISPR to get rid of this COP1 gene,
Take away the shield.
exactly, they could actually make the breast cancer cells more vulnerable to immunotherapy.
That's amazing. So CRISPR isn't just about attacking cancer cells directly, but also about making our other treatments even more effective.
We're getting it. It's about finding those weaknesses, those chinks in the armor, and then exploiting them.
I love it. So what you're saying is with CRISPR, we can create a personalized treatment plan based on the unique genetic fingerprint of a patient's tumor.
You got it. We're talking about the future of personalized medicine, using the power of gene editing to target cancer at its source.
It's incredible. But we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the potential downsides. CRISPR is a powerful tool for sure, but are there risks involved?
Of course. Every new technology has its challenges, and CRISPR is no different. One of the big ones is what we call off-target effects.
Off-target effects. Okay, in English, please.
It's like this. We want our CRISPR scissors to cut in very specific places, right? But sometimes they might accidentally snip a similar-looking piece of DNA somewhere else in the genome, and that can cause
Oh,
problems.
I see. Kind of like accidentally cutting the wrong wire while you're trying to defuse a bomb. A tiny mistake could be a big deal. So what are scientists doing to prevent those off-target cuts?
They're working on that. One way is to design even more precise guide RNAs. Remember, those are like the GPS coordinates that tell the Cas enzymes where to go.
Right. Make sure the map is accurate.
Exactly. And they're also working on engineering better Cas enzymes, ones that are less likely to make a cut unless they're absolutely certain they're in the right spot. It's like giving our molecular scissors a safety catch.
That makes me feel a lot better. It sounds like we're getting closer and closer to truly harnessing the power of CRISPR for good, but safely.
We are. There's still work to do, of course, but the progress we've made, even in just the last few years, is astonishing.
It really is. It feels like we're on the verge of a revolution in medicine. And it all started with some curious scientists studying bacteria. Who knew? Well, on that note, I think we've done a pretty good job of unpacking CRISPR-Cas9 and its incredible potential in the fight against cancer. Anything else you want to add before we wrap up today?
Just that it's an incredibly exciting time to be in this field. There's so much more to discover, and I have a feeling we'll be hearing a lot more about CRISPR in the years to come, and not just for cancer.
Exactly. It has the potential to change the world as we know it. Well, that's it for today's deep dive. Thank you so much for joining us. And a huge thank you to our brilliant expert for sharing your knowledge with us. Until next time, stay curious.